Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin chapter 22 in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, I should say. We're in verses 1 through 3 today in our practice. Jesus, again in reply, spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come." Did you refuse to come? We've all been invited to go to the feast of heaven on earth, the celebration of everlasting life, called salvation. Each parable of Jesus has special meaning, but moreover, they tend to represent the foolishness of the Jews, who didn't admit that he is the king of all and the Messiah spoken of since the beginning of time by every prophet of old that helped to write the Bible, driven by the same spirit we talk about in each one of us. The Jewish faith lays this out by following the Old Testament in every aspect of what they were to expect from the Messiah that was to come and save the world from their sin. Over and over again, Jesus expresses why he is the Messiah that God had chosen as his son, born of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us all. He spoke of every instance, and every prophet foretold. One of my Kairos prison ministry volunteers expressed what someone coined as living the Bible's acronym as the following: Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. The problem is, many Jews didn't believe their own biblical history and believe Jesus was the man, the Son of God. And when one of the dying Jews, who was a leader of the Jews, said that he realized Jesus was the Messiah, many followers converted, but many also threw him right out the window and remained steadfast against calling Jesus their Messiah. If only they'd believe. If only each and every one of us remains steadfast in truth, wanting to be forgiven, knowing goodwill has the taste of life eternal, where his love, faith, and hope of grace gives us peace as a banquet of truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Loreen. Daily prayers for our friend and neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for someone that we know and who is very dear to us, for his wife and him to have a baby. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 22 with verses 1 through 3 this morning. It's a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled "Refused Feast, Guests Invited, didn't come. Boy, were they wrong. Parable speaking again, Jesus. Heaven's kingdom like for some. Son's wedding feast, he invites us. Refused feast, guests invited, didn't come. Boy, did they make a mistake, amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 25th, 2023. Recording this morning at 6:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up a little later this morning. It was a long day yesterday. Very tired. Had some charity that we did in the early morning in the prison. And then we went and delivered some food to our good friend, Father Priscillus, and his three boys that are 18, 15, and 11. Dropped off a basket of food for them yesterday and spent some time with him praying the rosary and sharing the word of God with each other as we helped clean up the kitchen and prepared some food for our good friend Father Priscillus, who's 81 and battling some cancer. So we're asking for prayers for him as we continue to lift him up each and every day. Just a long day and stayed in bed a little longer. Praise God. Thank you for the rest, Lord. As we close today, in the name of Jesus, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. We close in His name as we do each morning in the honor of our brother-in-law, Johnny. And we always give a shout-out to a different John, our good friends John and Marie Thorpe. God bless you both as we close in His name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is our Savior. Is He yours? God bless you.